HPPD resistant weeds out for the rest of the season. Explore more at statusherbicide.com. Always read and follow label directions.
KVOE live and local, clouds, fog, 43 degrees. It is 8:28.
KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
Pleased to have with us on the KVOE Sutherland Home Improvement Studio line, Brian Reese, Lyon County Extension Ag Agent, as we talk about a special series of information meetings coming up here next month.
Brian, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, except for the fog. How about you guys today?
Pretty much the same thing. I'm just glad that it's, at least for now, wasn't nearly as thick as it was when I came in around 3 this morning when I could barely see my hand in front of my face.
Well, I'm glad that I didn't have to look at it at 3 o'clock.
I get that.
You didn't miss a thing, Brian. You didn't miss
Trust
a thing.
Me.
Well, hey, thanks as always for joining us. Hope your Christmas was good.
It was, and you as well, and yeah. It was topped off last night with a K-State Wildcat victory. Go Cats.
How about that? Good comeback for them, huh? Yeah.
It was. Had it in question for a little while, but, you know, they came back and played pretty well.
They did play pretty solid.
Well, you've got some important information to pass along here, and, boy, some very informative sessions on secession and secession planning in January and February. Tell us what's going on here, Brian.
Well, this is another one of the series. This is the fourth series that has been put on by the Ag Econ Department. This one is actually leaving a lasting legacy, and it was targeted for Midwestern farm women because that was where the funding line came through to try and address some underserved audiences. But the information is extremely valuable regardless of gender. And we have had males that have participated in some of the earlier sessions. We've worked on some marketing in the past. We've worked on some financial aspects. But this one, like you said, is about transition and estate planning. And some of the topics, focusing anyway, on some asset transfer, family communication, and anytime you start looking at anything like this, communication is key. Some of the legal issues, some of the things that actually need to be included, and probably almost as important as communication, how to build your team, how to identify the people that you need to be talking with, so hopefully you can end up with a good plan that will work for you. Because, as I think we're all aware, there is no one-size-fits-all. Everybody's operation is different, everybody's plan, everybody's family situation, the business plan is different. So there needs to be a specific plan for everyone.
Understood. So, Brian, this is, what, a four-part seminar series, and it starts here. We're just about less than a month away here from the first one, correct?
That is correct. The first one, they'll be on, I believe they're on Tuesday nights, the 21st, will be the first one of January. It'll be the 21st, the 28th, February 4th, and February 11th. And they'll start at 5 in the evening. We'll have a meal at the time when we gather, and the sessions will start about 5:30. They'll run to around 8 o'clock. There will be a keynote presentation that will be broadcast to us and 62 other sites across Kansas, Nebraska, Indiana, I believe. I think there's one in Oklahoma also. But it's going to get quite a bit of coverage, and the first one will start off on identifying motivation for secession planning. And, I mean, it's good opportunity. I don't know who the speakers are for sure. I've got an idea who some of them will be. But each one will have a keynote speaker for the evening. Then there will be some hands-on activities, some discussions, some time to discuss among the participants. Hopefully we can stimulate some thinking and get some people thinking about how they want to transition their business. And I guess that, a lot of folks think of a farm as just a farm. And then you think about the assets that are there, and you think about the land and the equipment. But you really don't give thought to the ongoing business and the structure of the business and how it needs to be put together so that, hopefully, it can continue in a manner that you'd like. positive with your legacy.
Well, and that's very important because if you don't get this headed in the right direction, it will be out of your hands because we're all going to face this at one time or another. And
that's very, exactly right.
It's very important to have a plan in place.
And then the government will take care of it for us, and I think that we all want that to happen, right?
I think that's motivation right
let's
there, Brian.
Let's plan ahead. Yes. Yes, let's plan ahead.
You know, one of the things, Brian, that I was going to ask you is, do people in a lot of cases come with at least some knowledge of the inner workings of this, or in a lot of cases they're so busy on the day-to-day operations that something like this presents itself to them regardless of the circumstance, and there's this kind of freeze, deer in the headlights look, what do I do now?
It's all across the board. I mean, we've had some folks in previous sessions that have come in with quite a bit of experience in the topic at hand. We've had some that are just newbies, basically, and trying to learn. And like you say, the last thing you want is to show up and basically have a deer in the headlights. Oh, crap, what do we do now? So we just hopefully get some people thinking about this. We may well have some individuals in that have a plan in place. I hope that we do, because that will provide a different insight, and, you know, they will have some questions if they've already been through the process. Maybe they will bring some things to light that will force some of the other attendees to give it some thought and initiate something there.
Well, and for the, registration fees, what, $60, Brian?
$60 for the four nights, and that includes food and materials and some time with quality extension personnel across the state. You know, it's payable at the door. The registration is online, and they do that so that they can do a centralized order for some of the materials. Registration deadline, January 12. And probably the easiest thing I can tell you here on the program today is go to agmanager.info. That's agmanager.info. And on the right-hand side of the page, when you get there, there should be upcoming events, and Leaving a Lasting Legacy is one of them that's over there. I think it's the second one that's on there. So just click on that, and that'll take you into the registration site, and it will, I don't know, I looked last week, and I think that there's somewhere close to 100 registrants across the state at this point in time, well, across the 62 sites. So it's not the deadline day yet. So,
exactly,
you know, it's easy to go ahead and kick that one down the road for a little ways, and sort of like building an estate or a transition plan. Well, it's not going to, I've got this to do today. It's pretty easy to go ahead and kick it down the road, not worry about it until tomorrow or the next day, and eventually tomorrow or the next day may not come.
Yeah, that's so, well said. Well said. Now, really quickly, Brian, we'd mentioned here about the debut of the Leaving a Lasting Legacy series, which is on the 21st. What are going to be the dates and then the focal points here for the remaining three programs?
Okay, like we said, January 21, 5 o'clock, motivation for succession planning. January 28, communicating about estate and transition planning. February 4, the financial aspects of estate and transfer plans, and February 11, legal aspects, putting your plan in place. So I think that they've got things planned out to, you know, provide a lot of information. Will you walk out with a wrapped up, this is what you got to do, estate plan? No, because we don't have the legal capacity to go ahead and do that. But hopefully we'll help you identify somebody or point you in the right direction, not tell you to go see Chuck or Ron, but, you know, this is the type of person that you need to seek out. And you know, if there are some folks around that have utilized certain individuals, and again, that's where hopefully we have some people that are registered that have already gone through, at least started a transition or an estate planning process. So they'll have some opinions. They'll have some people that they have worked with or some people that they have talked with that know that, hey, they worked with Billy Bob and that was a train wreck. So, you know, you just want to have those lines of communication open. And sometimes talking with, it's very difficult for people in agriculture to talk to their neighbors, which quite often are their competitors, about what they're doing. And, you know, that's one of the things that hopefully this will break down a little bit of that barrier.
And these sessions will be at the Extension office then, Brian?
They will be at the Lyon County Extension office, 2632 West Highway 50, just off the corner of the fairgrounds.
All right, so registration deadline January 12th. It's a $60 fee for the four sessions. Great topics for you to take advantage of, folks. Brian, we appreciate
pretty good topics and pretty informative. And it's something that anybody, especially involved in agriculture, but anybody involved in business, this will be slanted more towards the business aspects of agriculture. But, you know, any small business needs to go through this process as well, just to go ahead and help eliminate some problems going down the road.
Leaving a lasting legacy. Brian, we appreciate it.
Thanks, Brian. Happy
New
Year.
Thank you very much. Have a great day, and hope you have a happy and prosperous New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Brian. Appreciate it. Brian Reese, Lyon County Ag Extension Agent, with us here this morning.
Okay. Want to let you know, too, that we've got, you know, as I've been mentioning here about the 720.